Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We're live here at the SiriusXM studios at the Wynn in Las Vegas. I feel like I've won the lottery with our great co-host today, Claude Silver, my spirit animal twin. She is the chief heart officer at the amazing Vayner. Is it media or sports? VaynerX, I think.
VaynerX.
VaynerX, the leader in media. If it wasn't for Vayner, I don't think I'd be here. Great mentorship from Claude and her friend Gary. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I love being with you. Best.
This is like a New York crew. We got the East Coast, at least. Eric Brown is in the house, downtown Eric Brown, the logistics expert, but also a great mindset leader and entrepreneur. He's a performance-driven thinker. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, buddy. Thank you. Thank you, David. I just feel like it's family here.
I appreciate that. That's the goal. Speaking of family, our anchorman took me about three seasons to figure out how to pronounce his name correctly, but I finally have. His name is Stefano Sinacropi, and he is one of the world's leading surgeons of the spine, but he's also an author and a speaker and a mentor helping others with longevity and wellness. Thanks for joining me, buddy.
I mean, it is an unbelievable honor to be here. And by the way, tell Gary, let's chop with buying those jets. We need a turnaround like real quick.
I think that's what would do it.
That
I'm
would
buying
do it. 100%. That guy does not lose. I need him to buy my jets.
Well, yeah. The reason he doesn't lose is the lady next to me. I'll tell you that. So everyone has
absolutely
in secret, and I have mine, an incredible team around me. Speaking of incredible teams, Sasha Petersa is here, and she is well-renowned TV and movie star, especially in my house. incredible content. But so many celebrities like yourself have got into entrepreneurship, and you have hippie energy specifically on the market made for women. It's the cleanest energy drink made specifically for women, and soon to launch Hippie Brew as well, which is coming out in May. Will be available in Target in many other places, I'm sure. Welcome to Office Hours, Sasha.
Thank you so much. I love being on this side. I like being in the hot seat.
Yeah, right on. Well, we like you there as well. You know, I ask a lot of people why, when they've had successful careers, especially in sports and entertainment, why they would want to continue the suffering and become an entrepreneur.
I know, right? It's like choosing that punishment, but it's, I say punishment, but it's really not. I mean, I think that it can be, but what I've loved about what I've built in my career is the relationship with my fans. I've been incredibly lucky to be able to connect with people all over the world. And I've realized that so many of the things that I have gone through in my life are so relatable. And I want to share that with people. And so even just with my podcast, being able to connect with people, women all around the world, and realize how many of the same issues that we deal with on a daily basis are so similar, it's been wonderful. And I think being able to use those struggles for positivity has been one of my main goals, and creating products for myself that make my life better and make other women's life better has been such a treat and such an unexpected, I would say, like, addition to my career that I did not see coming.
That's beautiful. Well, speaking of women's leaders and mentors, there's nobody better. If you haven't noticed, I'm a huge fan of Claude Silver.
You would love her.
I know,
right?
I do.
It's a perfect start.
It's so perfect because I really feel like right now there's a confluence of women really, really starting to support women. And yeah, different generational also doesn't matter, but we are all, I don't know, we've turned up the frequency somehow. And so I'm curious for what you do. Are you finding that both the drink, both the podcast, both you are really relevant to kind of the five generations we see even in a workforce right now?
I would agree. I think right now it's a special time. But I think often that comes from necessity. I think we're realizing that finally we're stronger together, right? You know, there's so much, we have so much more in common than we don't. And I'm understanding now, as someone in my early 30s with a family, that female relationships are so important to me. I was like the guy's girl. I had just so many guy friends, and that's who I related to. I never really related to other women, specifically my age. And as I got older and realized, oh, I have all of these health issues and there's a lot of things that I deal with that my guy friends, bless them, don't understand. And that's okay. Where are my girls? Mm-hmm. And I've been very lucky to have a few very solid girlfriends throughout my lifetime, and that I still have and cherish. And I've understood what that means to expand that and what that support looks like, and how to be a good support system for other women on my side as well. And there's just certain things that you can't explain to a man. No offense, and or that you probably don't want to hear.
I got three daughters. I'm still trying to communicate.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I think it's so rewarding to find those relationships, but ultimately to find solutions and find ways to make things better, and we can make things better together for everybody. And it's also, I think, so much about advocating for yourself and understanding that you also have to model it. You have to be the reflection of what you want it to look like. And I'm honored to know so many amazing women, to be able to interview them on my podcast, to create, you know, solutions for them, to be a voice, to be an advocate. It just kind of all snowballs, and we have to, you know, hold hands and stand together and be the way, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, we stand on other women's shoulders.
Absolutely.
And now they're standing on your shoulders, shoulders. Yeah. It's amazing, the community. And you said it perfectly. There's a necessity, I think, that we've all, women, have been quiet about certain things, whether or not it's perimenopause, whether or not it's miscarriage, whether or not it's menopause. Yeah. And we're loud now. We're loud and proud, and I love it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tough to follow.
Yeah, tough to follow. I feel very special. We talk about roles. You're coming out of a childhood Hollywood actress.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're sitting here with the CHO of VaynerX. It's these different roles we play in life. And so you're a rare element to make it through on this side, and now to see you as an entrepreneur and successful, and your mom seems like a good mom from first impressions. how did you protect your real identity through your career, knowing that you played so many roles? And now there is a role. We have a mom role, we have entrepreneur role, you had different X-Men to Shark Boy and Lava Girl. How'd you protect your real identity? Because I'm saying this, I'm pivoting it this way, because so many people get hurt in Hollywood. Absolutely. And I heard Jim Carrey talking the other day. I don't know when he said it, just recently. But he was talking about his different characters that he played. And he said one of them was Jim Carrey. And I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He was like, I became Jim Carrey, meaning himself. I just went around and tried to make other people feel comfortable when they were at unease. So he would just joke all the time. So you lose yourself.
Yeah, I think, so. I mean, and I love him. I think that's a very fair point. I mean, I think in many ways I got out unscathed, if you will, but I saw a lot. And, I would give credit to my parents there, because they weren't the traditional stage parents. However, you know, there's things that you're exposed to in the industry that kids normally aren't. And I grew up really quickly. I'm an only child. I graduated at 14. I've been working 15-hour days since then. Jeez. And I love it. I wouldn't trade it. But there's a lot that, you know, I think twice about when it comes to my son. Yeah. And as far as protecting my own identity, I love that question. I think that is it's an evolving answer, because I think I did that just like Jimmy did, where you have this sense of I'm supposed to be something for other people. And what does that look like when the doors are closed? Mm. I'm very grateful for the community that I had. I think I had, whether it was instinctual or not, chosen people that were my close circle that were not in the entertainment industry at all. And I think that is truly what it is, because I know a lot of amazing people in the industry. And now I feel like as a fully formed human, as an adult, I am making great choices on who I befriend that is close to me in the industry. But it's hard to kind of find yourself and make those mistakes in the public eye. And I managed to kind of do a lot of that behind the scenes. And now I feel like it's way more beneficial for me to be open about my experiences than closed. And so if I can help somebody else not make a mistake, if I can help them understand what it looks like to be in my position, or you know, help another woman with body positivity, or understanding that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to evolve. It's okay to change your, you know, it's okay to make room for yourself and advocate for yourself. What does that look like? I think I've just been able to kind of be lucky, if you will. And so what I do choose to expose my son to is very, I don't want to say curated, because I want to let him make his own mistakes and do all of those things as well. But, you know, listen, he's five. There's a lot of time for that. But, you know, he is very outgoing. He's very friendly. He has no fear of adults. I love that. If he was in this room right now, he would be sitting on your lap. He'd be chatting. He'd be asking me questions from over there. And
bring him on.
And I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there is that protective nature in me that's going, what is he going to want to do? Is he going to want to be, you know, an actor? Is he going to want to be in the public eye? And I'm okay with that, but I have a different lens on it of what that could look like as he gets older.
And Steph, two things real quick. One, you know you're super famous when you call Jim Carrey Jimmy.
I heard that.
Noted,
right. And then two, though, I think things, you know, being around the sports entertainment world for so long, there's an evolution of this energy gap that only exclusively hit the athletes and entertainers, which was, I forget who I am because I spend most of my time trying to be what I want people to think I am. And whether as paid or unpaid, this is part of being an athlete and an entertainer. And because of social media, my greatest fear with my own children who are not actors or athletes of that type of notoriety,
falling into the
I always talk about I am, not and point out, we're not dealing with this is what I want people to think I am. This energy gap is going to really be a difficult energy gap to close. And it now applies to not just celebrities and athletes. It applies to your five-year-old
if
they're on TikTok or Instagram or other places. So it's why people love Gary, and it's something that I tried to emulate. Was I am going, and Gary encouraged me to be who I am.
Yeah.
Because everybody starts out trying my first TV show. So what am I supposed to, I asked the producer, what am I supposed to act like? And he's like, whoa, you're going to be exhausted if you try to be what you want people to think you are. That's exhausting. Just be you, man.
Here's the conundrum.
People love you or hate you.
Because I completely agree with you. And I think that we have this danger, especially with like our teenagers getting older and wanting them wanting to be looked at a certain way, right? You're right. This is no longer just an athlete or an entertainer's issue anymore. What I will say from my side, which influenced a lot of my mindset, was if somebody recognizes me from Pretty Little Liars and that's all they watched in high school and they're so excited and whatever, there is this level of wanting to live up to it for them, you know, or like I don't care that I'm sweaty or that I, you know, don't look my best right now. That's not their problem. It's just a circumstance. Like, okay, well, now I need to make sure that, you know, I give them a good experience. And I think that there's always room for two truths because I've learned my boundary and I will never say no to a fan because they're the reason I'm here. I get to do what I love every single day because they love my work. And so what does that boundary look like then? I'll still take the photo. I'll still do, you know, I'll still sign something. I'll still interact. I'll hug. I'll do whatever. But understanding my placement and my energy and what that looks like for me mentally has absolutely shifted now compared to 10 years ago. And it's how I process and deal with the way that I'm feeling and the way that how I care, how I'm perceived is just, it's different. And it's understanding that I don't need to look perfect for that photo. It's fine.
No, I mean, I listen, you're an incredible person. Everything that you've done, and you know what you're doing with your podcast, and you're out there, and you're just trying to help people. And your energy is infectious. I had the the honor of sitting next to you as a as a co-host on the show, and it's just incredible to just feel your passion. You know, women are amazing, and you know they give so much of themselves, and I'm so glad that the recognition, is coming out. If I think of my, my mom that raised, just raising me, she gave everything, right? My wife has given up so much of herself for my career to stand behind me when she could have done so much. I mean, just a brilliant woman. She could have done so much more. She would do anything. Right. But you have to give so much when you're the person behind the, behind the person. And I have taken care of thousands of women as a physician, and just thinking about their stories of how they've sacrificed everything and have not even paid attention to their own health because they feel like they have to take care of their children. They have to take care of their spouses. They're the wife behind whoever's doing whatever, even if that person's a construction worker. Sometimes they're the breadwinner. So the mom will put everything on the line for them. I know you have this podcast, and I'm sure you hear the same exact stories that I do day in and day out. And some of them are broken by the time this is all over, because they don't pay attention to, their own personal needs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing you're doing something about it. So I'll just give the floor to you and final thoughts on, what you think about that. Sorry to be a little bit heavy on that, but it is true.
You guys
are amazing, and we would be nothing without you guys. So
amen.
Kudos.
I don't think you can get here without a woman.
I mean, now we're going into a whole...
You're the doctor.
You're going into the whole science. I get it. Well, anyway. He loosened it up.
Hands are out there.
I think that, thank you. Yes. I mean, I think that, I think about my mom. I think about the woman in my life. I think about myself. It's true. We give everything all the time, 100% more than that. And I think what is actually been so helpful for me selfishly with my own podcast is hearing that message over and over and over and understanding, and I still need reminders, how important it is to take care of myself. I still have that problem. I still have I know what I'm supposed to do. I know, what I need to be doing to be taking care of myself, my self-care routine, my mental health, all of these things. They're so incredibly important. And still, as somebody that is sitting in the seat asking people questions about how they deal with their mental health or how they're doing it, creating a product to try and help solve some of those little things that we deal with, I still need to be reminded. My husband is an absolute saint, and he is always trying to take care of me.
Nice.
To give back and to kind of just refill my cup. And it's hard. And I think I just always feel like there's never enough time. There's always more that I want to do. There's always something that needs to be done. And I think it's flexing the muscle of discipline, really, being able to take that pause, understanding that it is necessary in the grand scheme of things to be able to do everything that you want to do. You have to take care of yourself. You have to take that moment to pause. You have to move your body. You have to, get enough sleep. You have to drink less alcohol. And it's why I created my products. You have to take those pauses and that time for yourself to create the life that you ultimately want.
There's great leaders in the world, and they come in all forms and provide all types of platforms to speak and shout from the roofs for the protection, promotion, and love, and even perfection of others. Believe it or not, that's what Sasha Peterson has done for years, both on and off the screen. And she's doing it in the most difficult circumstance today, that of an entrepreneur. Check out Hippie Energy and soon to be Hippie Brew, made for women and available everywhere. It's the cleanest energy drink on the market. Sasha, what an honor it is, and keep up the great work. Thank you for joining us.
It. Always lovely.
She's amazing, and
cheers.
So are they.
Aww.
Cheers. Yes. On Office Hours.
Thanks, guys.